I don't know about you guys, but that one line in there is really kind of a cute line. Wherever you enter a house, this is kind of neat, stay there until you leave. What else is there, huh? Whenever I hear that, I go, what is that all about? And the guy has a sense of humor. Stay there until you leave. Okay, sure. You think Jesus really said that? I think he's smarter than that. Am I on the clock yet? What's your name again? Your first name?
Maddie.
Maddie? She's got me on the clock for this sermon. It's going to be less than 5 minutes. This is not the sermon yet. I'll tell you when the sermon starts, though, okay?
Okay.
one real quick story about the three-year-old. I'm over at their house. And again, Josh, his name is Josh. And Josh, he's been potty trained for quite some time. So he's in the bathroom. I'm cooking dinner. He's in the bathroom cooking. I said, Uncle Tom, come here. Well, he's going to the bathroom. The light's on. I don't know what I got to come for. So I go over there to the bathroom, which is not too far from the kitchen. And he shows me he's going to the bathroom. And he's so excited because he has his underwear up. What that means is he found the little hole in the underwear that he could do it. You don't understand what this is all about, do you? He's excited. 3 years old. Anyway, you don't care. And I thought it was kind of clever. I thought, God, good for you. I said, good boy, Josh. Good for you. Okay, we're on the clock. Okay. Why did Jesus say to them, don't bring a second tunic? That is a key thing. Do not bring a second tunic. Every disciple knew that that second tunic was to spend the night outside. They were going these towns and they relied on people's hospitality. There are no hotels. People don't even travel back then. You lived in your ancestral territory. Everybody was there, your extended family and everything, everything you needed. When you traveled, not only was it dangerous, but where were you going to stay? How many of you and I have ever relied on someone's hospitality for food, for shelter, whatever it may be? I think that's a key question. And then for ourselves, how many people rely on us for our own, for the hospitality, as Jesus calls us to do? Good. Stop the clock.